future is now.
And welcome to the SBK Crypto Podcast.
15 minutes of crypto fame.
My name's Charles Story. I will be your host the next 15 minutes. We're coming live from the city of London. So let's get down to business. Today is Tuesday, the 27th of February 2018, and it's been a hectic day over here at the SVK Crypto offices. We've got our event tonight. We've got a completely packed out event space. So it's going to be great fun. We've been super busy preparing ahead of this event space. So we're super excited. Anyone in the city, you know what to do. Come down to WeWork Bishopsgate. We're going to be rocking out from around 6 till 8 in the evening. We've got myself, Shane Kehoe. We've got a couple guest speakers in. We've got Patrick Dooley and the guys from the Mainframe ICO, which is super exciting ICO. So we look forward to hearing more about it from them. The markets today, it's been an interesting one. One of our focuses today has been Nucleus Vision. Ncash is the ticker for that. That's interesting because it's started trading on Binance, which is a phenomenal exchange. The ICO, if people remember correctly, that was cancelled. It ended up being privately funded and basically an airdrop going out to any of the crowds of participants out there that missed out the opportunity. They currently have a Telegram group in excess of around 70,000 members, which is huge. They have a very active Telegram group, which is great. So we're seeing a lot of buying into the market. The volume in the last 24 hours has been in excess of $174 million. The hard cap was supposed to be on the project around $40 million for the ICO. But as I said, they didn't end up doing that. They ended up privately raising the capital they needed. So what does this mean? That means if you wanted to get into Nucleus Vision, there was your opportunity. You can get in now. Your opportunity is now open again. But what is really interesting is having a look at the ICO and really quantifying, is this something that you want to play? And if so, this is the time to get in. And I feel what we're seeing at the minute is a great pattern in the market of a lot of ICOs having a lot of hype behind them. They start trading on a questionable exchange, let's say, and they go down in price, which gives us a great opportunity to enter the ICO or continue building our position. So this is something I wanted to bring to the listeners' attention out there. This is something definitely to monitor and just keep an eye on for any ICOs that you didn't get a chance to get into in the crowd sale. You know, it's not the end of the world. You still have a phenomenal opportunity to play and get involved when it gets listed. So keep an eye out for all the different ICOs out there. Keep an eye on Nucleus Vision. I hear the chatter on the chatter. I hear Nucleus Vision sounds that they've got, you know, big goals. They've got a roadmap that looks achievable. And I believe there's a few things that are up and coming in the next couple of weeks. So definitely keep that in your strike zone. And remember to do your own research as well, because this is not financial advice. Let's get on to the next part of the show.
Crypto News Flash.
Crypto news stories from around the world.
BlackRock, crypto use could grow as market matures. Interesting story, so let's jump in. Global investment management company BlackRock says it envisions a more dominant role for cryptocurrencies in the future, and that blockchain has promise, but is not without obstacles. The positive, yet cautious, remarks were part of the firm's global weekly commentary published on Monday by global chief investment strategist Richard Turner. We see cryptocurrencies potentially becoming more widely used in the future as the market matures. The commentary reads, yet for now we believe that they should be considered by those who can stomach potentially complete losses. Similarly, to blockchain needs to overcome significant hurdles to reach its promising future. Though cryptocurrencies have promise, they remain too volatile, unregulated, and risky to be integrated into mainstream investment portfolios right now, Turnhill wrote. He also goes on to explain the volatility of the cryptocurrency makes gyrations in the US equity market during the global financial crisis almost look placid. Lookwise, the commentary acknowledged blockchain's disruptive potential for industries from logistics and pharmaceuticals to financial services. and says its adoption would be seamless and must involve regulators and central bankers. Take the financial industry, Turno explains, noting that a blockchain-based single shared financial database could eliminate inefficiencies and risks associated with human processes. But adoption at scale would require a massive shift in software development and a well-constructed maintenance model. Let me know your thoughts on the story. Quite an interesting one. Let's get on to the next one. Steve Wozniak loses 7 Bitcoin in unlikely credit card fraud. This story has been making the rounds today. I'm not sure why it has been such a widely reported story, but let's jump in and find out more. Apple co-founder Steve Wozniak allegedly lost 7 Bitcoins to fraudsters using a stolen credit card, the India Economic Times reported. So the tech veteran was speaking at the Global Business Summit 2018 in New Delhi when Indian Economic Times reported him admitting to the audience that he had lost the funds, 7 Bitcoins to be exact, now worth up to $75,000. And apparently this is what he said. I had 7 Bitcoins stolen from me through fraud. Somebody bought them from me online using a stolen credit card and then cancelled the credit card. It was that easy, the publication quotes him saying. Which is interesting. I mean, this guy is super, super switched on tech-wise, and this has happened to him. So I think it's quite an interesting story. So let's find out a little bit more. Despite multiple publications subsequently picking up the story, Wozniak has yet to confirm more information about the theft and the unusual circumstances surrounding the loss. The trade appeared to have closed with Wozniak sending the Bitcoins before receiving the fiat funds, something P2P cryptocurrency trading platforms such as Local Bitcoins firmly warn users against doing. It remains unclear whether Local Bitcoins or other major platform was used for the trade and whether an escrow feature that would have prevented the possibility of credit card fraud was available. Nonetheless, the weak link allowing the fraud to be successful appears to lie either the susceptibility of credit card data to fraud or human error in sending Bitcoins without confirmation of funds of receipt. Interesting story. Let me know your thoughts. Before we get on to the next one, we'll hear a quick word from an exciting up-and-coming cryptocurrency event that's taking place on the 10th of March in London.
Hi, I'm Patrick Dooley, founder of the Crypto Investor Show, the UK's biggest crypto and blockchain event for investors, taking place on the 10th of March at the QE2 Centre, Westminster, London. We have the likes of Stefan Tal, Fabian Velkosteller, Galia Bonazza, Eddie Travia, and Nick Aiton speaking about how the industry has evolved so far, the key factors driving blockchain technology forward, and what we can expect from cryptocurrencies in 2018 and beyond. We also have SVK's very own Shane Kehoe, who will be on our investment panel, as well as giving an ICO investing workshop. SVK Crypto listeners are entitled to 20% discount using the offer code SVKCrypto. We're excited to be putting on the first crypto event of this scale, which is fully catering to investors. So whether you're already actively investing or are looking for help on how to navigate this fast evolving sector, please visit www.cryptoinvestor.show to get your tickets for what will be a fantastic day out for investors.
We heard it there from the man himself, Patrick Dooley. It's going to be an exciting event. Please find the link in the description of the podcast. I'll make sure that's there tonight. And remember, you're going to get a 20% discount if you use the special words of SVK Crypto, because you're entitled to it, because you're part of the crowd. Let's get on to the next part of the show.
Top Twitter tweet of the day.
The top Twitter tweet today goes to Tur, and you can go follow him at Tur Dimmeister. And here's the tweet. When Bitcoin transaction fees rose above 1 cent in 2013, the use of on-chain gambling apps like Satoshi Dice plummeted, moving them off-chain and making room for other uses. The Bitcoin main chain is a scarce good only for use cases which require and can afford the world's best security. Woohoo! The second tweet today goes to Leah Cohen, and you can follow her at La_Cohen. And here's the tweet. As Bitcoin grows in value and influence, the community is showing it will be prepared to defend its key features: decentralization, censorship, resistance, and security. Great tweet. Follow them both. Remember to stay tuned to our Twitter page at SVK_crypto. Let's get on to the next part of the show.
SVK's current global crypto view.
For this part of the show, I wanted to speak about our exciting exclusive event that will be held tonight at WeWork Bishopsgate. The event will kick off from 6 to 8 o'clock. We have guest speakers including the mainframe.com guys. They're going to be doing their ICO. We've got Brad and I believe Matt coming down to speak about their new and exciting ICO that will be taking place very shortly. We've got Patrick Dooley from the Crypto Investor Show. He's going to be speaking about a very exciting cryptocurrency investor show that will be happening on the 10th of March. Who will be presenting? So they've got some phenomenal names coming down. I believe the SVK crypto crew will be there in full effect as well. So tonight, just to kind of a quick roundup, we have an open panel style discussion with the focus of the evening on the following topics: SVK's current crypto market overview, ICOs, the ever-changing ICO market conditions, tools that you may need, the do's and don'ts of the ICO process, five current ICO projects that SVK Crypto are reviewing. Myself and Shane will be speaking about these topics.
Hold on, let me just get right in here. Charles Story has been working hard all day to bring you the premium content of how to stay ahead of the ICO game. Huh? And we got to give big ups to the shout, my man Charles Story, but also working behind the Iron Curtain, Oliver, our ICO guru, who's been just churning out the data all day. So both of these guys are going to be down there, as well as Hugh and as well as myself. So if you're in London town, come on down. If you're not, we're going to get you on the flip side. But I think we've got a videographer coming down. He's going to record it all. And yeah, man, let's do this. We wish you were there. If not, come down again. Going to hand you back over to my man, Charles Story. Hear me now.
We heard it there from the man himself. If you're in London tonight, you know where to be. You need to be with us at WeWork Bishopsgate. Free beer. Come meet us, the SVK crypto guys, and also meet our crypto crowd. Great networking opportunity for anyone in the space or looking to get into the space. That's a wrap. I got to bounce. Have a great evening.
You've been listening to an SVK crypto podcast original. Follow us on Twitter at @SVK_crypto. Email us on cstory@svkcrypto.com. Leave us a message on our website, www.svkcrypto.com.